In the days when Rosie beckoned girls to join assembly lines, a mixture simply named Undark made wristwatch faces shine, and women with star-spangled hearts sat faithfully in rows, bent to help the boys entrench stave off those dark shadows. Day by day they all were tasked to paint 200 dials with brushes made of camel hair and radium dust in vials. The numbers on the clocks were painted dainty, slim, and slight, so the girls were taught to use their lips to point the bristles tight. The taste was a little foul, but no one really seemed to mind. The pay was more than three times what a girl back then could find. Radium was championed, a newfound fount of youth, and the few who knew the dangers kept the public from the truth. For a time each painter prospered, though the work they did was tough, and were delighted when they'd clock out covered in the magic stuff. They decorate their drabest dresses, paint skin so they'd sparkle, no earthly sight quite like a glowing angel in the darkness. Cure les hommes. Cure. Even lights that shine the brightest will eventually dim, but you never do expect it, just as someone's life begins. As each timepiece passed through nimble fingers, painters dreamed and planned, though they had in fact so very little time left on their hands. Soon these young girls ached as if they'd aged for 80 years, and radiating pain turned into radiating fear. Doctors did their best to treat an unknown malady, but no remedy could keep those bodies from unraveling. So aching turned to limping, and sore mouths began to bleed. Then jaws began to break, and smiles gave way to crumbling teeth. Families became buried beneath doctor bills and loans, and grief like radium began to settle in their bones. Cure les hommes. Cure. To have so many sick at once seemed no coincidence, but the company confronted had maintained its innocence. Yet they secretly received results that told a different story, and they knew despite their lies that they were liable for the suffering. Those who had enlisted ladies to leave luminescent marks were now working overtime to keep them in the dark. Not a single protocol was changed at all, though there was danger, and ailing workers failing fast were easily exchanged for healthy younger women, unsuspecting and naive, who craved to carve their own piece of the great American dream. Nothing pierced those stone hearts fortified by corporate greed, even when the women's own hearts one by one had ceased to beat. Cure les hommes. Cure. I wish that I could tell you that somebody'd found a cure, or that when the court case first came round, the crime was answered for. These women walked among the living, having one foot in the grave. Still they used what fight that they had left so others could be saved. To this day, no one can say how many lives were lost. Had they been sooner taken seriously, it might have cut the cost. You may claim women have been long since elevated in this world, but how can that be? Our ashes still speak louder.